minute. Where's the fire? Excluding, of course, the blaze burning in my heart.
Look, Steve, I'm meeting Maxine at the mall, so I really don't have time to reject you, okay?
Well, actually, I'm here to see Ed out.
Shoot, I just wasted a perfectly good excuse.
Hey, Ed out! Oh. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me. Oh, she loves me. She loves me. She loves me. Ooh, I really lucked out. Oh, hello.
Goodbye.
Wait. Before you go, I have a big favor to ask of.
Steve, for the last time, you can't be seen in public with me.
Now, there's irony. Less than an hour ago, my father told me the same thing. Anywho, you once mentioned you got a primo deal on an ID bracelet for Jolene.
Yeah. I know a guy who gave me a real good price.
Well, could you send him my way? I want to get an ID bracelet for Laura.
Why?
Well, because we've reached the jewelry stage.
Well, that is true. She has had a ring in your nose for a long time.
Hardy har har. For your information, Laura has warmed up to me.
Whatever you say, Steve. See ya.
Step one, ID bracelet. Step two, proposal. Step three, wedding. Step four, wedding night.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene.
Yes.
He shoots.
Yes.
He scores.
Yes. Harriet, doorbell.
Thanks for telling me, Carl. Now make sure you tell me who it is.
All right, I'm coming. Hold your horses. Will you knock it off?
That's what the hell?
Hello, Lieutenant Murtaugh.
Winslow, mind if I come in?
Not at all, sir.
Have a seat.
What are you watching?
The NBA playoffs, sir.
What a scorcher. The Bulls are down by one. 4 seconds left. Jordan has the ball. He shoots. It's...
I hate basketball.
Let's pretend we like it, sir.
I've never seen a shot like that. Michael Jordan took his own rebound, and, well, you saw it.
What can I do for you, sir?
I'm here to talk about our futures. Winslow, have you heard any departmental scuttlebutt regarding promotions?
Well, yeah, I overheard a rumor that you're going to be promoted to captain.
Good. I started that rumor.
I figured, sir. That's why I started the rumor that you're going to promote me to lieutenant.
Pin that, Winslow. Nobody likes a gossip.
Carl, did you see that Michael Jordan shot?
No. I missed it. Rachel, you remember Lieutenant Murtaugh?
Of course. Hello, Lieutenant.
Hello.
Hello. Well, if you two will excuse me, I have just earned the right to pig out on some ice cream.
Rachel is remarkably pretty.
Oh, no.
You don't agree?
Oh, no, oh, no. No, I do, sir. It's just that, oh, no.
What is so funny?
Oh, nothing.
What is it, Carl?
I'm sorry, y'all, but I was just thinking about Lieutenant Murtaugh. That guy cracks me up.
He does.
Yes. He just told me that he likes Rachel and wants to date her. No. But what's really funny is that he's serious. Let me be honest here, okay? Lieutenant Murtaugh is my boss. And, well, there may be a promotion in it for me soon. So I'd really appreciate it if you go out with him just once.
I don't know. Go ahead, hon. Give it a shot. Yeah, at least you get a chance to get out of the house and go to a nice restaurant. Yeah, and you might even meet a cute waiter.
Okay. I'll go out with him, but just as a favor to you. And let me get one thing straight here. It is not because I am hired up for a date.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
sure.
I know that.
Sold me Jolene's ID bracelet. Waldo's the guy, and he can give you a great deal.
Have you heard my motto?
No.
Dang, I was hoping you'd remember it.
Well, I got a split.
Where we going, Eddie?
No, Waldo. You're staying here. Steve wants to buy something from you.
Oh. Cool.
Waldo, watch me carefully as I leave so that you can find your way out.
Oh, cool.
Okay, Waldo, where's the merchandise?
My what?
Your inventory.
My huh?
Your ID bracelets.
Why didn't you say so? They're right here.
Those are watches.
Oh, sorry, wrong floor. See anything you like?
How much is that one?
$40.
I'll give you 30.
25.
20.
15, and that's as high as I'm going.
Sold!
Sucker.
Rachel.
Oh, honey, you look gorgeous.
Rachel, you look sensational.
I do. I'll go change.
Why?
Well, I don't want to look too good for this day. I mean, the last thing I want is for Lieutenant Murtaugh to start thinking thoughts.
Honey, look on the bright side. You're going out with a man who can walk, talk, and has a job. I'd settle for 2 out of 3.
Yeah, Rach, perk up. I mean, how bad can it be?
Rachel? I know you're in there. Come out with your dancing shoes on.
Have a good time.
If I were you, I wouldn't be here when I get back.
Well, Lieutenant, thanks for a unique evening, but that headache that I got when you picked me up is really pounding now.
That's too bad.
Lieutenant, I...
Come on, babe. First name's here, huh? Call me Lou. L-I-E-U.
Gosh, my head hurts. I think I hear somebody trying to steal your car.
No way. We'd hear the explosion. So, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Can I be honest with you?
Certainly.
I didn't have a very good time.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't. Now, take dinner, for instance. Not only did you insist on ordering it for me, but then you cut my steak up in little tiny pieces and you tried to feed me. I'm surprised you didn't burp me.
Is that an invitation, baby?
Steve, you can go now. I'm home safe.
Well, perhaps I should escort you up to your room. After all, most accidents do occur in the home.
If you don't leave right now, there's gonna be a really big accident right here.
I see. Well, I cannot bid you adieu just yet, my pet. Not until you feast your fabulous eyes on... this.
A present?
A bauble for bodacious babes.
An ID bracelet? To Laura. All my glove? Sleeve?
I bought it from Waldo. It's a miracle the spelling is as good as it is.
Well, thank you, Steve, but I can't keep this.
Well, why not, Puddin' Pop?
Because we're not going steady.
But we should. Our relationship is progressing nicely. Remember, just last week you blew me a kiss.
Steve, I was spitting out my gum.
Oh.
Come here, Steve. Come here. You know, this is my fault. When we first met, I used to tell you every day that there would never be anything between us. But lately, I've gotten lazy. You know, it's been a month since I told you to stop bugging me. From now on, I will tell you every single day that our relationship will never, ever, ever go anywhere.
Okay. But in the meantime, why don't you just wear the bracelet?
Go home!
Well, I'm tempted to leave.
You know, that dress looks stunning. Makes me think thoughts.
Lieutenant, you know, I've tried to be nice. I've tried to be tactful. But now it appears I'm going to have to be blunt. You repulse me.
So you want to slow dance and neck a little? They tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. 'Cause, girl, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you do, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. This is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. Can't we give our love just one more try? Come on, baby. Let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. You don't live here.
Well, neither do you.
And what the hell are we doing here?
Well, certainly not Harmony.
I need a drink.
Me too. And I know just the place. Another round, Lou.
Set him up, kid. Here I am again, drowning my sorrows in root beer floats.
Don't drown, they just dog paddle around in my heart.
You know something, kid? Women mystify me.
Yeah, when God created women, he should have supplied a set of instructions.
Maybe we should just give up women.
No, Lou. No matter how frustrating they are, we need them.
Yeah, you're right, kid. We need women to crank out more men.
Gee, Lou, I can't imagine why Rachel didn't flip for you.
Go figure.
You know, Louie, I've loved Laura Winslow ever since I first laid eyes on her. So far, she hasn't returned my love. But the hope of winning her is what keeps me going. That hope is enough to get me out of bed every morning into my Scooby-Doo slippers.
I hear you, kid. I've only had one date with Rachel. That girl's really gotten to me. She's copped this cop's heart.
So we can't give up, Lou. We must pursue our lady loves.
You're right, kid. A toast to the women we love.
Tonight at 8, the competition heats up as the contestants arrive to perform in Las Vegas on the road to stardom with Missy Elliott. Then at 9, Jesse's ex returns Zeke in custody of their son on Kevin Hill. Now stay tuned for Family Matters next on UPN 27.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.